Are you ready for the weekend yet? We have events, news, and a guest for you to enjoy this Lake Life weekend. Hello summer, hello weekend. Welcome to another episode of the Lake Life Weekend podcast. I'm Dirk, your host, and thank you very much for tuning in again. We have another great interview partner today, Michaela Broncado of Holbrook Farms here just south of Detroit Lakes with a very interesting project that she and her husband Matt are doing. You will learn all about it in our interview. Just stay tuned. I would like to update you with some news here and a couple events. It's again, we're in full swing with Water Carnival, by the way. So if you haven't checked out Detroit Lakes, the Water Carnival schedule, you should go ahead. You'll find everything on lakelifeweekend.com as well. Virgus Event Center hires a new manager. Candy Beeman is a Virgus resident who has spent a majority of her life in Lakes Country, and she wants to serve her community. So welcome, Candy, and the Virgus Event Center. They always have some interesting things going on, like the Maple Syrup Fest and things. We interviewed also the mayor of Virgus in the past and in the middle of, in the heart of Lakes Country, I should say. So welcome, Candy, to the Virgus Event Center. Another interesting news we picked up here at the Frazee Forum, the Fisher Farm celebrates 50 years of conservation tour. Ike Fisher is a Frazee, Minnesota resident who for the past 50 years has devoted his time to teach elementary students about agriculture, farming, vegetation, and types of trees. Full article at the Frazee Forum, you'll find a link on our website as well. And if you're interested, the Perham's new high school mock-up photos are released. There's a lot of images that can be found on the high school website of perhamschools.org. So if you're interested to see a growing community, please check that out as well. This week's events, a couple updates here. Cruise Detroit Lake Night at Long the City Beach, July 12th, 4 p.m. through 8:30 p.m. Always a trip worth. I really like old cars, as you may have noticed, and check that out. All events also and more on our schedule, lakelifeweekend.com. The Water Carnival is in full swing, and one highlight is July 13th, 6:30 till 10 p.m. at Zorbas, there's the homebrew contest. The following day, July 14th, 10 p.m., there's a karaoke and DJ party at Zorbas. Check that out as well. The complete schedule you will find on the JC's website, Google Water Carnival Detroit Lakes, and there's a lot going on for the family all day long. There's a wine and nine event at the Wildflower Golf Course, July 14th, 4 p.m. through 8 p.m. You can play nine holes of Wildflower Golf Course and get wine and a golf cart, and also you will get a BOGO gift. So check that out if you're into that. $25 cover. And the Turtle Lake Association meeting, July 15th, 11 a.m. through 12 noon at the Cormorant Town Hall and Community Center. If you would like to share with us events or anything that is worth notice, please email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com, and also check out our schedule right now for the daily events. It's updated all the time, and yeah, we enjoy what we're doing. We don't want to keep this from listening to a really, really interesting interview, and I actually visited Michaela yesterday and walked the property, 47 acres, really, really beautiful, picturesque, and maybe a destination for you to also enjoy. You will learn all about Holbrook Farms here in our interview. Enjoy. Hello, yes, I'm here with Michaela of Holbrook Farms. Welcome, Michaela.
Yes, thank you so much, Dirk, for having me.
Yeah, before we speak about Holbrook Farms and their mission, wellness retreat for military families, and particularly for widowers. Tell us a little bit about Michaela and about your husband who isn't here today physically.
Yeah, I'd love to. First of all, I really appreciate this opportunity to talk with your audience.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, I grew up in Fargo. I'm a Fargo girl, born and raised. But I always tell people wherever I am that I really grew up at the lakes because okay. I spent most of my summers out here. My grandparents had a cabin on Pelican Lake.
Okay.
And then my parents ended up on a cabin on Lake Maud. And I learned how to ski in the winter at Detroit Mountain, so I'm so excited to see that back up and running. And, I mean, I can even remember coming down in the fall to do school projects, collecting leaves. So
School projects, even.
Yeah.
I like to hear that. So Fargo School District went to Lakes Country for a school project.
Yes. Yeah. So I graduated from Fargo South High School, and but always came down here as, you know, just it was my place of peace and relaxation growing up. And even in my more adult years, I left to go to the Air Force, and I've been serving now for 17 years in the active service. And
one second. I want to hold that thought, though. So you're one of hopefully many listeners from the Fargo-Moorhead area, and you have really great memories, and we come to that, I think, in a little bit. Mm-hmm. So your youth memories of you enjoyed Lakes Country year-round, so
yes.
It's like already quite a while that that was an opportunity. And then you left.
Yes.
After graduating from Fargo,
mm-hmm.
you went to the military. Where did you go?
Yes. So I got recruited to play basketball at the Air Force Academy in Colorado.
Okay.
And I always tell people I'm one of the least likely individuals to end up in the military, but I'm so thankful that that was my path.
Yeah.
And was able to study leadership. And but at the time that I left, you know, it was 1996, so 9/11 hadn't happened yet. And
sure.
Who would have ever thought that my entire adult Air Force career would have been at war? So that kind of changed the trajectory
dynamics
a little bit. Yeah. So I've moved around now. This is my 15th move. And I had the pleasure of actually moving back home. And we were stationed out of the North Dakota Air National Guard for 6 years of that time.
That is Grand Forks or the one in Fargo?
The one in Fargo.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But we lived out here in Detroit Lakes. So.
Ah, okay. So and we, your husband?
Yes. So my husband, yep. So I met him in college. He's a pilot for the Air Force, and he would have loved to have met you and been here today, but he is still working active duty as a commander. And so, but he is really my co-founder of Holbrook Farms Retreat. And he, when we moved back, I made him move back in January, which is not the ideal time of the year to be moving anyways. But he loves Lakes Country. He loves being here. He's a snowmobiler. He loves to get out on the water on the boat. And so, this is where we call home, I guess.
Wasn't difficult to convince him.
It was not at all. No.
So now leading into Holbrook Farms, and I want to structure that a little bit, that really interesting dialogue that we have. Like, what is it? Where is it? And then probably why is it?
Mm-hmm.
So what is Holbrook Farms in a brief summary?
Yeah, so Holbrook Farms it's located in between, right off of Highway 59, so south of Detroit Lakes, between, I always tell people, it's between Sioux Pass Ranch and Dunnvilla, so we're right in the middle. And Holbrook Lake is, you can see it from Highway 59,
mm-hmm.
and it's a 47-acre former maple syrup farm.
Mm.
So they used to tap their trees, which is really cool. We've done that two seasons now. But sleeps 14 people comfortably. There's room for more air mattresses and stuff. But what we did is we turned this property, gorgeous, you know, lake, it's on the lake, it's got maple trees everywhere, and we turned it into a wellness retreat center where we could bring military widows there as a place where they could be surrounded by each other that knew what they went through for, you know, unfortunately a tragedy that nobody wants to have to go through, but they all have lost their spouse either in combat or a military accident. And they come to just have a restful, peaceful weekend. So they're able to just be able to enjoy the lake. The community has really supported it, and it's just been something that we've enjoyed being able to share with the community as well, because we opened up, when we're not hosting retreats, we open up on the vacation rental by owner. So people...
One second.
Yeah.
So let me phrase that in what it is. It's not really a wellness retreat where I can call and ask for service. So you have a specific mission. You were founded from thank God, like not experience, but you have a military background and you felt you want to give back, I understand, and provide an environment for people in need, actually. Mm-hmm. Like somebody with a trauma, like somebody lost the widow, her or widow, female or male, and you provide a space for them to be with like mine. It's terrible, it's hard words, so we're talking about death, so it's a tough topic. But actually, you know, we are patriotic now, we are past July 4th, we just celebrated our nation, and we have a lot of protection, and mm-hmm. and we are always in demand of the security, and one of the, I don't like war, people know that I'm from Germany, we have a very not active role by our, just actually interesting, I want to share that with you. As you know, Germany was has a bad history, and we were freed by the Americans, the three allies, and our constitution doesn't allow us to go to do active war. You know that. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people don't know that. Mm-hmm. When Germany assists in a NATO environment or UN, we can only do photographs and we can discover things. We cannot fight. We cannot shoot mm-hmm. Other to protect. You know that. Mm-hmm. Now in America, we are raised and we grew up, growing up to protect, and our freedom is. And I'm a dual citizen now, so
yes, I'm congratulations.
Thank you. But I understand where we are coming from in the United States, and some people may say we are world policing. But the flip side of being protected is that we have losses. Mm-hmm. And I think you, if I understand you right, you said who would have known post 9/11 that a majority of my military career becomes protecting us mm-hmm. more active than I ever thought. Mm-hmm. And we're thankful for that. That's evident. But now, and I think that's really interesting, and that's really beautiful and unique for Lakes Country now, that we have a place and an environment and two individuals that invest their time, emotions, and financial, I guess, to provide a retreat for people and nationwide, right? You invite widowers, not just from Minnesota, not just from Fargo, so they come. And I need to stress that I have to pull some information out of you, I think. Not
well,
offending.
And I can tell you, too, where it kind of started from.
Yeah, tell me,
so
how did you come up to do that?
Well, and I always say that, you know, I never would have chosen the path that I was on. So there's always a higher power, I think, in play here. But my husband and I both lost a lot of really good friends along the way. In fact, I remember being a cadet at the Air Force Academy, and one of the generals had said, you know, look around, because at your 20-year class reunion, not everybody is going to be here. That's just the nature of what our profession is. And that came very, very close to home, because we lost my husband's roommate in the Kabul shooting in combat. And then shortly after that, we lost a good friend of ours from West Fargo. He died in a plane crash, and a very good friend of mine was his wife, and was left with a 9-month-old. And as you start to kind of try to be the friend on the outskirts at these memorial services, wondering, how can you help? You know, what is it that I can do? And I think that this is very true for any tragic situation, is you just need to show up. And that's what the survivors have taught us, is you just need to be there. And whether that's to sit and listen or to vacuum their floor for them, whatever that needs to be. But Matt and I, we are very fortunate in our career to be able to see the world. I actually spent some time in Germany, which was a wonderful, wonderful time in our life. And I always kept coming back to Lakes Country. That was always kind of the place that felt like home and where I wanted to be.
Felt special.
Yes, felt like out of all our travels and all the place that we had seen, that this is kind of what brings us peace. And so when I asked my friend, I said, you know, Sarah, what helped you? What helped you go through this situation where now your life is kind of turned upside down? And she said, you know what, being at the lakes, being able to spend time with my family, be around people that understand what I'm going through, celebrate the good times, and reconnect with nature. And so that is when we realized that this property, which, by the way, we had said no to our realtor 3 times. We were living out here in Detroit Lakes and felt that we needed to move back into Fargo to be closer to our jobs.
Wait, you're speeding up. So you had a friend, Sarah.
Yes.
Who had a tragic loss.
Yep.
And you were trying to support.
Yes.
And you discovered through her experience that she was able to, or she was seeking reconnecting to nature and with friends, and the location sparked in you, but you had a motivation to help others.
Yeah.
So you were seeking to help soldier comrades?
Right, right. Okay, we wanted to be able to provide a place where widows could come and be around other people that understand what they've gone through.
Okay.
And
I'm sorry, I'm talking a lot. Psychologically, do you have a foundation? Were you guided? Is it wise that people that all lost, I have a feeling they all drag themselves down. Am I wrong? Do they push themselves up?
I think it just depends. I think it depends on their support system. You know, my friend Sarah had a wonderful family support network that was able to be there and to help where it was needed. But not everybody has that.
Lucky her.
And it also depends, too, on where they are. You know, there's a lot of families that are overseas when these things happen. And so they're not with their biological family. They're with their military family.
No, I mean when the widowers are all together.
Mm. At the retreat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are they? Is it good?
Yes.
That a lot of people... I'm just asking. I have never lost someone, anyone. So I never met my grandparents. So I'm really bad with loss. Because I never experienced it. I don't even want to experience it.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, so they are good when they all lost something?
So
and
what,
they can help each other really well?
Yeah, what we found, so we are in our fourth season at Holbrook Farms. And so what we found is every year that the women come, and right now we're doing our own retreats are all women, but we've hosted some all men's retreats.
Widowers,
yep. We also have done some PTSD, like other active military members that have come and lost their comrades and wanted to come together and have some retreats. So, but what we found is when you get people that have gone through those similar situations together, they can really help each other. They become resources. So, you know, like conversations like, well, how did you start dating again? Or what do you tell your kids? Or, you know, how do you, you know, just get up out of bed the next day? Yeah. The way that the survivors would tell you is you never really fully move on, but you move forward.
Good.
And so you take steps to move forward. And I think that just the Lakes Country in general is a very healing place. And
so Sarah sparked the lake, mm-hmm. and then you just said, Matt, we have all these savings. Let's do good. Seriously, you are a giver. I mean, I'm a Rotarian. I give a very little, a little bit free time, a little bit of money. But you invested, it seems, significantly in a real property and are providing. How do you, like, first of all, you bought this thing and now you make it available.
Yeah.
Like, does the military communicate that? How do people find you, military?
Yeah, people? So what ended up happening is there was just that we found a need. So with 9/11 and the global war on terrorism being this long, you know, I think a lot of people forget that we have so many wonderful veterans that have served this country. And, you know, there isn't as many resources there. And especially with the tightness of the budget, you know, some of those organizations that used to thrive to support veterans have, you know, they're struggling to stay alive. So what we found is there is a need, and we wanted to provide an opportunity for that population to be able to, you know, just have a resource where they never felt that they were left behind. Because actually, after a year, you can't live on base anymore, and it's a big transition once you've lost a military member. So, so we wanted to be able to set up that type of an environment where people could come and always feel part of the military family.
Oh.
And here, you know, in the Minnesota, North Dakota area, you know, our military presence is maybe not as great as if you were like out in Washington, D.C., but there are still a lot of military bases and a lot of veterans that have, you know, decided to call this home.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have found is by having an organization that supports this population, it's allowed the community to support them as well. So it's kind of opened up a place where people can volunteer, they can serve, they can donate, and that they can be a part of it. And so it's also gotten the word out about the military.
Okay, so you organized yourself Did you have a is it a foundation, a nonprofit? What? How are you organized?
Yep.
How
so
is it chartered?
Yeah, we are a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. We are a 501c3, both state and federally recognized.
Okay.
And and we did that intentionally because we wanted there to be able to, you know, again, the community has wrapped their arms around this, and so we want to be able to support the community in return. So we try to use as much local business and, mm-hmm. you know, time and talent of people that are in this area. And then when we're not hosting our own retreats, we have opened.
How many do you do?
So right now we're doing 2 to 3 a year of our own, where we fund it. It's all expenses paid, and it's a long weekend. So we bring them in on Thursday, and they leave on Monday.
Okay.
And we do everything from, we've got Jess was on your show, yeah. the paddleboarding, and she comes out and yeah. teaches a class. So we get them out on the lake right away.
Oh, wow.
Have them do massages, boat rides. They go to some of the local restaurants for a nice meal.
Oh.
We take them to Spanky's, and we actually, what was really cool about that is we didn't realize that most of these women have never been out to a nice dinner out since the loss of their spouse.
Oh.
And so just being able to give them a flavor for the local area yeah. and
environments.
Yeah, and then they can just they sit around the bonfire
forward.
And talk, you know, about life. And sometimes they talk about what happened. Sometimes they don't. But we do bring in a few guest speakers. So we've got somebody who comes to share a little bit about, you know, financial wellness. This year we're doing art therapy. So we're talking mm. about how to heal through journaling. And so there's just some really great opportunities for them to just step away from being the survivor, which is running the household and being many of them single parents, to being able to just be, you know, we say we want them to be spoiled rotten, but it's all expense paid for them, and they don't
you
have to
grants?
Cook and clean.
Who?
No.
How is that financed?
Yeah, right.
14 people per?
Yeah, so we do 10 new and then 2 that come back from other retreats as the facilitators. So a group of 12 for each oh. retreat. And right now what we have is we've got our website, which is holbrookfarmsmn.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been very fortunate that my husband and I's business has supported a lot of getting the property up and running. And
what business?
We have an online skincare business called Rodan and Fields. So,
oh, okay.
So we started that. We were kind of debating with our military career. We knew that that would come at some point in time. We would retire from the Air Force, and we would want to transition to do something else. So we wanted to get some business experience, and we started this online business, which funded our ability to open up the property 5 years ahead of schedule.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So we started. Our first retreat was in 2014. And we were just going to kind of test and see, you know, get the kinks out. And it just, we had such a great response from the guests, and we had such a great response from the community that we just knew that we couldn't wait until we retired in 2021. We needed to keep this going. So,
already alive.
Yeah. So we've now been, this is our fourth season, and we're really excited because we have been able to grow. And what we hope to do is open up to more than just our military widows. We'd like to bring the caregivers of the wounded warriors. We'd like to bring PTSD, those veterans that are transitioning. We'd love to bring some of our veterans from previous conflict back. And so we're just really excited for what's to come and where we're going. And we've got some big renovations out at the farm that we want to add on to. We want to build a barn and a movie room. So we've been very blessed that our retreats, usually the weather's perfect. But yeah. in case it's not, and of course, you
indoor.
Know, this. The state bird is the mosquito, so
yeah.
we need a little bit of a screened-in porch, too. So we're going to do some renovations to the property, but we're really excited for where it's going. And we look forward to just continuing to be a community place where we've had some church groups come and do their strategic planning meetings. We've hosted some corporate events.
I interrupt you
yeah.
again. I apologize. But, like, I'm really interested or sparked. So we have... 12, so 10 plus 2?
Yes, for the retreats.
And we have 3 sessions?
Three different retreats right now on the schedule, and then we're a host venue for other organizations.
Yeah, yeah, we get to that in a moment. But we have 30 people nationwide that can take advantage of it.
Yes.
So before we get to the opportunity for anyone local to take advantage of the mm-hmm. location, let's say, so it's chapter 2.
Sure.
But now let's finish chapter 1, and that's really interesting. So 30 people, like, do they apply? Is there a jury? How do they, because it sounds like a scholarship
or, you know, do only 30 people apply per year, or did 90 apply and you can only, how do you pick and choose?
Yes.
Who juries it out, if I may ask?
Yes. So we've grown based on word of mouth. So we've not done a lot of marketing or advertising for this. So just really it's the widows that get the word out. So last year we did have a wait list of over 50 survivors, and we'll host, you know, the 20 of them this year. And then again, they'll continue to be on our list. What we try to do actually is the slots right now are, we try to address the widows that have lost their spouse in the 5 years or more recent.
Okay.
And then once we fill our slots, then we'll go to those that are a little further out from their loss. So, and yeah, it just continues to grow as far as getting the word out for our guests. So if you do know any survivors, if you're listeners, we'd love to invite them to stay with us.
But. And do you communicate that through the military system? Like, is there, I assume there's psychiatrists or doctors. Can they maybe eventually prescribe it, or, you know, like, obviously if you only have 30 slots, it's, you don't need to advertise for it by any means.
Right.
But maybe we are identifying the ones, or you are, with the greatest need. Because now it gets tricky.
Right.
Because space is always limited.
Right.
Now, maybe if we come to this chapter two now, if we support by using your facilities and then income is generated, I assume as a nonprofit you would add retreats. So if there's
right.
the funding, then you could offer 40 retreats, correct? So one way to support you is not spreading word to mouth, but actually taking advantage of it. So I could have a family reunion.
Correct.
I have 13 cousins, and then I am the 14th, and then I want to have a big barn fire, and I want to do paddleboarding, but I don't own a lake home. So I could rent it for a long weekend.
You could, yes,
and then
exactly.
I could invite Jess again.
Yes.
And then maybe I can tap the trees and pretend as if I was doing maple syrup. Maybe not.
I was going to say, if you want to do maple syrup, that's a very short season in the spring.
Oh, yeah,
but
true.
It
yes,
is
yeah.
very fun.
It's next year.
Yes.
So, but like, okay, tell us about that. So I can have a family retreat.
Mm-hmm.
I as a local or wherever, can rent this place.
Correct. Yeah.
And what are the conditions? How big is it? Tell us a little more about 47 acres.
Yes, 47 acres. And we have, you know, lake, we have a dock, and we just don't have, there's no public boat access. But what's really great is there's a public boat on Lake Sand right up the road. So it's really fun that we're right in the heart of Lakes Country. DL is just, you know, a quick drive away. And
oh, you mean a different
there,
lake.
But,
Sand Lake. No,
right.
Not Sand Lake. Oh, Sand Lake.
Yeah.
Oh,
so if they need a, you know, if they want to bring their boat and
sure.
put it in on one of the other lakes, we're close
Understood.
By. But so we do the paddleboarding, kayaking,
Good.
And paddle boat on our lake, Holbrook Lake.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's got two kitchens. We've got a 800 square foot deck with a grill, and there's lots of trails that go through the woods. So, you know, when we had our almonds retreat, they brought their ATVs out, and so it's just it's a really peaceful place, and we've had a lot of family reunions come out there where people have, you know, kids have flown in from all over the country and they've all met up there. We even have openings over the holidays, so if you want to spend your holiday there together, yep.
You know, that's really interesting. Actually, that's really unique because I'm not renting like a resort, so I kind of have my private mm-hmm. retreat.
Yep.
And are we able to talk cost? I'm a little curious now. Like, how much is it?
Yeah, so
we don't know.
Well, we have different prices, and so I'd encourage everybody to go to our website because there's the peak season, and
sure.
then you know, we're kind of moving now to week long rentals, and of course we'll negotiate that if that's not
sure.
going to work. But yeah, it's a very kind of a thriving, the vacation rental by owner was something that what we wanted to do was provide an income stream for the retreats.
Sure, sure.
So 100% of what comes in for our rentals goes back to maintaining the property and...
Yeah, you're non-for-profit.
Right.
So okay. No, it makes sense. I mean, it took me a little while actually to understand the non-for-profit system in the United States. It seems to be a little bit different to what I'm used to, but I get it. You have a operating business, but all the income is reserved or dedicated to your mission.
Correct.
I do get that, and it makes
yep.
sense.
Yep.
So now, you know, that's 47 acres. How did you find, now I'm, I like real estate, as you yes. may have noticed. And how did you find that thing, that property? That sounds amazing.
Well, and I have to give all the credit to our realtor, because we were trying to move into Fargo, and then we realized, no, we love Lakes Country too much, we can't. And she told us, well, I've just got this one property I want you to see. And, you know, again, it's my husband and I, so we always say the Air Force has been our kid. It sleeps 14 people comfortably, yeah. and you can throw air mattresses down too. So what are we going to do with this place? And we just saw this vision that it was meant to be shared and that we would do something with it someday. And it was able to just happen a lot quicker than what we thought. So
so somebody guided you there.
We did.
You had professional yeah. help, and then you kind of drew a picture, and then that individual saw it. And when did you buy it, you said? In
2010.
2010 already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to visit, actually.
I'd love to have you out there. We actually do that once a year. We do an open house, so we invite people, anybody can come and check it out. And
when is that going?
So usually we do that in May.
Oh, it's over.
Okay. I know, we missed it,
yeah.
but I don't know, maybe we'll need to do a fall one as well.
Why not?
Or we do some yeah. renovations out there. But yeah, so we're open, we're pretty much open year-round. We shut down a little bit in the spring just to do some renovations on the property, but right now you can go and find us on Vacation Rental by Owner. And then we also have our website, holbrookfarmsmn.com.
Yeah, but you don't live there.
We lived there for the first 2 years, and then once we turned it into the retreat center, we moved off property.
So it's totally...
It is now, the retreat center, full-time.
Full-time. And tell us a little bit, like, before we end this, some successes, feedbacks, kind of like, what's the feedback of the survivors' experiences? So you said, we have a wait list, that's one thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's really interesting that two individuals become the facilitators, you said.
Yes.
Kind of lead the group in a way, and that's good because it's already experience.
Right. They understand what the others have gone through.
What's great moments? Give us some stories.
We always at the end of every retreat, we have the ladies write their thoughts, and that just helps us and our team and the community kind of understand and connect to what we're doing, because everybody's so busy, so it's hard to, you know, take time to volunteer. And so I appreciate anybody who gives of their time and service. But one of the girls had said, you know, I've received more out of the 4 days here than I have in 2 years of counseling. And I think sometimes you forget that just even being able to unplug from the busyness of life can really be healing. You don't necessarily have to be talking to a counselor or having, you know, a therapist or somebody there. You can just...
It's a cultural problem. I apologize. But people here don't rest enough. And like people think, how can you take a 2 weeks vacation? It's like, what are you talking about? I have to, rejuvenate. But
right.
So one of the best experiences for your survivors was to actually get away.
Yes.
And unplug, I guess.
Unplug,
and,
yes.
And recharge, reconnect. So you have great success already.
Yes. And then the other thing that they love so much is the community, because they feel it from the moment that they step off of the airplane in Fargo all the way to when they get out here and, you know, they head down. We take them usually. They get to walk the beach at Detroit Lakes, and you know, they just feel it. They feel that this is a community that cares and that cares about their community. You know, you see people's lawns nicely done. So,
where are they coming from? So, are they 90% from out of state? 100%
out of state? We have all services represented. So, the Marines, the Army, Navy, and Air Force, and we've actually had some Coast Guard as well. And we look forward to down the road to opening up to some of our like our fire and police as well. All over. So California,
Georgia,
Texas,
everywhere,
all over. And for many of them, they've never even been to the state of Minnesota.
Minnesota, but like, yeah, it's quite a ways.
Yeah,
it's a flyover state.
The 10,000 lakes. I always tell them that you're going to see at least a few hundred of them while you're
it's
here.
It's a well-kept secret, this whole state. I totally hooked with Minnesota. Don't get me wrong. Actually, I love Minnesota. It's very much like Germany, too, in a way.
Yes.
It actually is.
You're right.
Like the vegetation. I mean, I feel really much at home. But anyway, so you open eyes. You even communicate our local beauty outside to... You're doing an amazing... I hate this, you're doing a good job, but like you're doing something very special, and I think I thank you, but like I'm not everybody. I think is how aware is everybody? Like, how many volunteers do you have?
I think that we're probably, our reach has been about 100 to 150 people that have either touched it in the last 4 years, whether they've come out to pick up sticks in the yard, or they've planted a flower, or they've you know, just reached out to make a meal or do something. So yeah, it's actually you know, there's a wonderful, wonderful outpouring of support, and that has never been, you know, the biggest challenge is there's so much more we'd like to do, and I always say if we could have more time in the day, we would fill it. But at the same time, I think that we're trying to grow at a very sustainable pace. We don't want to burn out our volunteers. We don't want to burn out the community. So we're trying to be very mindful about that and what is the right balance.
Yeah, I think a step-by-step approach and not this like rocket. No,
right.
I think that's great. And then you can reflect on improvements. Mistakes, maybe even.
One other cool story to share is that, so one of our renters that came, it was a family get together, and we got feedback from them saying that one of the individuals in the party was a Vietnam veteran, and so he was wearing his hat in the local community, and they were visiting, I think, the Detroit Lakes Memorial.
Sure.
And some of the members of the community thanked him so much for his service. And so in our feedback, it said, we can only imagine that the awareness that you're helping get out about, you know, the veterans and their families is what, you know, created that response. And that individual hadn't opened up about his service for decades.
Yeah.
And now he's having healing because of it. So we're seeing some of that as kind of a secondary impact. We never really thought that that would happen.
Sure.
But, you know, again, I can't just thank the community enough to have wrapped their arms around this and supported it, because it's a huge need, and we're excited to see where it's going to go from here.
Unfortunately, it's a huge need.
Yeah, the survivors will tell you it's a club that they never wanted to be in or a part of, but now that they are, they know that they're never alone, that they'll feel like they have a family here in Minnesota, and, you know, we'll just keep that growing strong.
Well, I think we learned a lot about a real hidden gem, Holbrook Farms, who does a nationwide service, and then also is available to the locals.
Mm-hmm.
Because when, I must admit, when you approached me, because I haven't had a lot of experience with death, I said, and I'm very careful with when it comes to war, so I was a little bit, okay, let's see where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoy that we learned and connected. And I really think it's good to know that you are available to be rented. But then if I actually do that, I support a greater mission.
Yes.
So it's not just a sale. You're not just a hotel. Or you're
right.
So I think that is actually, you are a hidden gem for all of us, but even beyond. Right?
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Yes, that's what we hope. We hope that we'll be a community venue where you can use it as maybe it's your organization or your family. And down the road, I hope to have this beautiful barn that we can do some concerts and dances there and just celebrate the hard work that we have done. Because, we do work hard, especially up here. Many people work very hard. And I think we need to remember to, you know, take some time out and just realize the beauty of where we live. And I'm really excited. I appreciate so much the time to spend with you and to get to know you, and thank you for your family service too, because that's really, really cool. So
thank you for yourself, husband, and you for the service beyond Holbrook Farms. And you can reach everybody can reach you at holbrookfarmsmn.com. I think Google will help us also. And then you said you're located close on Highway 59, right between the WeFest and Dunvilla.
Yes.
So actually you're very close to Detroit Lakes.
Yeah, right off of Bucks Mill Road.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for coming again.
Yeah.
And then good luck for going.
Yeah, thanks so much, Dirk. And if you need any help, let me know.
Okay. Well, thank you. You too. I will try. I'll swing by.
All right. That sounds like a plan.
Have a good day.
Yeah, this was already our newest episode of the Lake Life Weekend podcast. We sure hope you enjoyed it. Tune in again next week with another great guest and updates. Always check out our website, lakelifeweekend.com. And if you have some comments, please feel free to email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com. And you have a wonderful weekend ahead.